of light. Hallelujah. And nothing shall be able to cast you down. Hallelujah. They may put you down for a short while, eh? But you cannot remain down. Hallelujah. You will rise up. You will prosper. You will go forward. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's appreciate the Lord as you take your seats. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to King Jesus. Hallelujah. Our God is victorious. Our God is almighty. Our God is all encompassing. Hallelujah. And if you know him very well, as I intend to teach you, I am telling you, you'll come to a place where you understand that he has no equal. Hallelujah. It's not just began, but we're not just flattering him. For me, I don't flatter God. Hallelujah. You don't flatter him. When we say you have no equal, we speak from a place of understanding. Hallelujah. Not even from a place of hope. From a place of understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to give me energy. Eh? Give me vibe. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know what I'm talking about? Now let me tell you something. If you do not know and you need vibe. Eh? Hallelujah. I'm not a vibe master. Praise the Lord Jesus. I know my God. Scripture says, the people that know their God, they shall be strong. Hallelujah. And they shall work wonders. They shall display wonders. I can give you a new version. You can call it the PJA version. The people that know their God shall in themselves be the display of wonder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Have you heard that one? The people that know their God shall in themselves be the display of wonder. Hallelujah. Amen. Write that and call it the what? The PJA version. And if you find one of these people who like to be easily offended, you are free to tell them, okay, it's the Temple Mount version. Hallelujah. But you need to offend them. Some people need to be offended out of religion. You know that? Huh? Sometimes you need to offend people out of religion. You shock them out of death. Hallelujah. The people that know their God shall be strong, and they shall in themselves be the very display, the very manifestation of wonder. Hallelujah. I'll show this to you. If you know that, you know, one of the tricks of the enemy is to isolate you. There's a trick, it's in even, you know, politics, it's called, what is it called? Something to do with isolation. Eh? Divide and rule, that is the word. Divide and rule. The enemy wants to, the intention of the enemy, because he knows that you are very great, you are able within you, you carry the seed of greatness within you, and you are able to crush his head. The day you raise up, you are able to fully and firmly crush his head fully and firmly. Hallelujah. Now, what he does is to say, how do I overcome this great one? And then he says, why don't I separate him? Hallelujah. There's a scripture, find it for me, which says in the book of Proverbs that a man who separates himself shall go into error. It's in the book of Proverbs. Find it for me. So the enemy knows these scriptures because he also reads them. Hallelujah. So he says, I need to find a way to separate this individual. And the first way he will try to separate you is to separate you from the saints gathering. If he can succeed to separate you from the saints gathering, you'll be comfortable today when you don't go to the saints gathering, because not one hair of your head shall turn gray suddenly because you did not go. Hallelujah. Tomorrow your roof will not cave in because you did not go to fellowship. Life will remain normal. But then it will you will begin to entertain the thought that, oh, I can actually remain no more. And then you will do it again and again and again until your heart begins to be hardened to the fact that actually the Lord says that do not give up the gathering, the habit of meeting one with another. So you will begin to separate yourself from saints gathering. Now, if you are successful and then you swing out of that trap and you actually go to saints gathering, what does the enemy say? Okay, let me find another way to separate him. Have you found for me that scripture? 18:1. 18, 1 to 2. Let's read it so that I show you. Hallelujah. You know, you are lucky that, not lucky, you are blessed and highly honored, more than someone who's lucky. You know, someone who's lucky has stumbled onto something. Yeah? They've just by chance stumbled onto something. But you are blessed. That means that someone, not by your own effort, have you stumbled into certain glory or certain privileges. But someone who loves you so much has designed certain things for you. And they have left for you an inheritance. As the scripture says, a blessed father leaves an inheritance for his children. Hallelujah. And for his children's children. Now God the Father has left you an inheritance. So tewazali wango limunaku. Hallelujah. Tewazali wango limunekwa. Tewazali wango limunaku. There is an inheritance in glory for you. Hallelujah. An inheritance in glory. Now what you need to do is to learn and discover how to enter that inheritance. So that's why I'm saying you are blessed. Because your way has already been prepared. There's a saying that has been very, very common recently. What was it? Planned kids. Eh? Now you are planned kids. Hallelujah. God planned for you. There is an inheritance for you. And that is the blessing. The difference between the blessing and luck is that you are planned kids. God actually planned for you. Hallelujah. Olino mugabo. Hallelujah. Olino mugabo. Now this is the blessing that the Lord has sent you someone to be able to tell you the tricks of the enemy. That you should not be found blind or ignorant to the tricks of the enemy. Hallelujah. This season, we are equipping you for the long haul. For the long haul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1. Scripture says, a man having separated himself seeks his own desire and rages against all sound wisdom. So the enemy knows the moment he separates you, because you are not designed to be separated, then he has got you into a place where you are going to rage against all sound wisdom. And we know wisdom is the person of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the second thing, if he has succeeded or if he fails to separate you from saints fellowship and you keep on going to saints fellowship, then he begins to try and separate you from the reality of God so that you may settle for the religion, the form of God. You've heard of those of the scripture which says that those people who have a form of godliness but they deny the power thereof. Hallelujah. There are people actually who believe in God but they deny the power of our God. Now, the enemy has succeeded with such ones. And many of them actually go to church. They believe God. I've told you of some of them who do not. I found this lady. She was saying that I do not believe in what? That God can heal. Then they challenged her and told her, but you know, if you prayed, when you are sick, don't you pray to God? She says, yes, I pray to God. Don't you get healed? Yes, I get healed. So you think that is the work of Satan or God? She says, okay, sometimes God heals. You know? Okay, sometimes God heals. So this believer told her, challenged her, and said that, you know, God can actually heal, you know, all these other terminal diseases. And the lady said, no. Now, if you have admitted that God can heal you when you pray, and he always heals you when you pray, why do you think that God's hand is shortened when it comes to illnesses that in your own mind, human mind, not even a medic, you're not even an expert, but in your own layman's mind, you think it's a big disease? Why would God be disadvantaged? Do you see how people project human fallibility and limitation onto the living God? Hallelujah. So what happens is the enemy succeeds in separating the believer from the reality of God. And one way you can actually avoid that is not by coming to church. It is by cultivating fellowship, intimacy with God. Hallelujah. Intimacy with God. That is now the level at which the scripture comes through. That the people that know their God. That is an intimate knowledge. It's not a knowing of, I can spell the word God. Now I know my God. No. I know his name. Now I know my God. No. It's not I know his words, what he did. No. It's being in continuous intimacy with him. What I told you last week about cultivating fellowship with the Lord. Even if it's 10 minutes, do it. I implore you by the mercies of God. This is what will make the difference between you and the person who is separated by the enemy from the reality of God. Hallelujah. Praise the King Jesus. Now, the second level, if you escape that, there's a third level of separation that the enemy say, oh, he has escaped the second level where I cannot separate him from his God. Okay. Then he goes and says, by the way, you remember when the Pharisees came to the disciples? Jesus had just come down from the mountain of transfiguration. And the Pharisees came and he found them teaching his disciples. Teaching the disciples. Can you imagine? The Lord had just left them for a few hours, but when he came, they had become the disciples of the Pharisees. And then he asked them, what business are you discussing with these guys? He said, you know, these people are saying this. And then he found a demoniac, a man who had a child, who had a challenge with a demon. And the man said, I took my child, to your disciples. And your disciples could do nothing. And Jesus was wroth with those disciples. It's because you have been eating of the living of the Pharisees, and said, bring the child here. Can you imagine how they ashamed our Lord? Hallelujah. May it not be your portion to ashamed our King. May it not be your portion for someone to bring to you a challenge which in the maturity of your salvation you cannot handle. Chimechive. Say chimechive. Hallelujah. Chimechi? Chive. Someone comes to you, man of God, pastor. They say, Pastor Chris, you even share the name of what? Of the great healer. Pastor Chris, I have a finger that is hurting me. May you not say, let me call the prophet. Hallelujah. You understand, eh? In that moment, that is not a time for you to say, ha, let me correct this man and say, tell him I'm not the pastor. I have a pastor. I know where the pastor is. No, that is a time for you to actually raise your faith to the level of the person's faith and say, yes, you've brought the person to the right person. I am actually the pastor. Hallelujah. And then you lay hands and you heal it. Hallelujah. Scripture says, and nothing shall be impossible to you. The scripture does not say nothing shall be impossible to your pastor. Nothing shall be impossible to the prophet. It says you. Nothing shall be impossible to you. Hallelujah. The only thing, write this down. The only thing that can be impossible to you is that which defeats your imagination. Hallelujah. The only thing that can be impossible to you is that which defeats your imagination. I repeat, the only thing, I will teach more on this on Friday. Friday we are going to have a prayer meeting. It's going to be the first Friday of the month. Every first Friday of the month, we meet here, we gather for intercession and prayer. Hallelujah. I will be talking more about that. The only thing that can defeat you is that which defeats your imagination. I've told you, one time I was going somewhere. Boy, you get it. I was running, not late really, but the jam was so much, and I knew I would run late with that jam. And I didn't want to miss the time. I'd been told, this person is very stickler for time, so I wanted to keep time for an appointment. So as I was there wondering about how I was going to overcome the traffic jam, it just dawned on me that there was a time where I used to manipulate time. Freeze it, expand it, compress it, go through it, all these things of compression of time. It dawned on me. And in that moment, two things happened. One, I was shocked that I had taken long without doing it, that now I needed to be reminded. Can you imagine? Second thing is, I realized that is what the Lord is, that's the Lord telling me how I'm going to overcome the traffic jam. I need to use the dimensions of time. But now, because I had taken so long, I had forgotten the mechanism. I had forgotten the what? The mechanism of doing it. So I wondered, how did I used to do it? I tried to remember. And here it is, and I am just moving. I tried to remember, to drop back, and I remembered a few things, but some of the core mechanisms, I could not remember the protocols. I said, you know what, at least I've remembered this small thing. Now let me work Our Lord is a God who multiplies. Let me multiply this small thing so that I generate a new protocol. I write a new protocol. It's an emergency. Exactly. So I used the small thing and began to experiment and write a new protocol. Because I had forgotten the old one. Now what could I do? You get it, eh? And I began to write a new protocol. And after writing it, I examined it. Of course, I was not writing physically. I didn't have that luxury. After writing it, I examined it, realized that, you know, it's actually watertight. And I was satisfied with it. It looked good to me. When you create something, check. Evaluate and see whether it is good. It looked good to me. So what I did, then I executed it. I released it. And I'm telling you, to my own shock, the thing worked. Hallelujah. It worked. But I didn't need the Holy Spirit to come and teach me. Now, you know what? You since you've received one small part, you expand it and work on the faith of expansion and write a new protocol out of the little. No. It's imagination. Sometimes you need to expand your imagination. Hallelujah. Expand your imagination. The only thing that can defeat you is if you limit your imagination. Praise the King Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the third level I was telling you of separation, how the enemy would want to separate you, is when you have overcome the other two, and then you come to a place. Now you've overcome being separated from saints' fellowship. You are attending the fellowship. Now you've overcome the religiosity, and you are actually in experience of the reality of God, however little it is. One seed of experiencing God is greater than all the religion in the world. Hallelujah. All the religion in the world. Praise the Lord Jesus. And then you come to the third one. Separation from your legacy. Or let me put it this way. Separation from your spiritual lineage. Separation from your spiritual lineage. Your heritage. If the enemy can bring you to a place where you think that I am all there is to me. Poor Kapere. I am in 2024. I am a Christian. And that is all there is to me in 2024. I am here alone. Poor Kapere. What can I do? That is the greatest danger you can ever fall in. Hallelujah. Now, how you overcome that is a very complex but relatively simple method called the communion of saints. It's called the communion of saints. You read, what's the book? I always forget. Kings in the Earth, Volume 3, The Great Cloud of Witnesses. You are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. People who have overcome the enemy, and you know they are of your blood. Scripture says that Elijah was a man like unto us. That means he was your relative. Hallelujah. Does not the angel, when Gabriel meets Mary, does not Gabriel tell Mary that Elizabeth, your relative, is with child? That helps to strengthen the faith of Mary so she can actually receive and hold that child. Praise the Lord Jesus. And then what does she do? She actually goes and visits Elizabeth. Hallelujah. You must develop and cultivate a mindset of the communion of saints. I am telling you, the moment you cultivate that, you shall stand before the newest devil, freshly released from the pit of hell, when you do not even have experience of having interacted with it before. No precedence of overcoming it. And you shall stand before it boldly and say, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And it will bow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The communion of saints. Do not allow the enemy to separate you from your spiritual lineage. That's why, you see, this wickedness, it was very difficult to dismantle the wickedness of generational curse. Because the enemy had built a deception, a doctrine of demons, where he was tying the believer's generation to people who are non-believers. So he had built decades, a thickness of deception that was so difficult to cut through. People now celebrate in the age of light, where there is now light. But I remember because I was there at the very beginning when we began to fight against that wickedness. It was very, very difficult. The lie was so thick everywhere. And the enemy had succeeded to sundia, to separate. You know, scripture says what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. The enemy had actually succeeded in putting asunder believers from their lineage, their spiritual lineage. He had succeeded. People were divorced from their spiritual lineage. Do you know what your lineage is? When you enter the communion of saints, let us just take a trip, a simple trip. Your God, who is able to perform great wonders. When the children of Israel believed him, I'm going very far. Have you played the prophecy update? Now, if I'm to remember, that prophecy update, what is his name? Abraham. One man with about, I don't remember the number. Was it 350? 250? 18,000? No, that was a big number. About 350 or 250 men. Servants, mere servants, was able to actually overthrow a combined army of kings. 4 plus 5 kings. Overthrew them. A mere nomad. He was not a warlord. What was active in him? What was the active agent? It was the firstborn birthright. It was our God, the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. He knew his God. This is a man who was like you. Hallelujah. Your relative. Let us look at another one. Who? Sorry? Gideon. Gideon, we've gone very far. Let us look at Moshe. One man. Only one man. And the greatest army of the world at that time. Right now, they think it's the US. Although now the US has proven it is not the greatest army. I think China could be the greatest. You know? Now, the greatest army of the region at that time, of the world. One man, Moses, with a stick. Not with a sword. You know, he had tried a sword and realized these things don't work. So he went and used something even more foolish. A stick. Yeah. I imagine you go before the world, the superpower, the military superpower, with a stick. And you defeat them. Defeated them. Hallelujah. Defeated and crushed them. History tells us that after Egypt lost those soldiers, because they sent their best soldiers, their best army, including Pharaoh. After they did that, Egypt fell. And never to rise again, because now all its enemies realized they do not have an army. They took advantage, attacked it, destroyed it. And it never rose to date. Hallelujah. To date, did not rise up. One man. And he was like of like faith unto you. He was just like you. This is your relative I'm talking about. Your own relative. We have Gideon, who even wanted many people. Who wanted about 3,000 men to fight the armies of the enemies. And God told him, those are too many. God sometimes does not need many. He needs faith. And Jonathan understood that when he said that you are a God who is able to save with many or with few. Hallelujah. God can save with many or with few. So he told him, you cut them down. And God eventually gave him a tithe of what he wanted. 10% of what he thought was necessary. Because God is not a God of numbers. He's a God of wonders. Hallelujah. A God of what? Of wonders. With 300 men. Not even great swords. They just use pots of clay. The army fell. Did they even fight that battle? They just raised the clay and, you know, a bit of tadoba and huge armies fled. Can you imagine? With a pot and a tadoba, people fled. That is the God that we are talking about. Now, when we look at that story carefully, we think that if Gideon actually had raised his faith just a little, he didn't even need 300 men. Probably he needed just 30. Just to carry, maybe to carry the spoil. Maybe to carry the spoil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. He didn't need them. Hallelujah. This is your relative. Hallelujah. This is who? Your relative. Your relative. Why? Let me tell you something, by the way. These accomplishments that they have all achieved indicates to us that our God is a God of armies. He's a God of? He loves armies. Hallelujah. That is where we thrive as a kingdom. And indeed, there is a scripture, I'm forgetting where it is. It says that the man who keeps his sword away from blood. I think it's Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Cursed be the man who keeps his sword away from blood. Our God is a military God. Hallelujah. And is it any wonder? Because the things he's fighting against are wicked. They are binding men. They are binding destinies. They are separating believers. God-filled believers. They are separating them from wonders and from glory. Hallelujah. I'll go on to who? Who else shall I quote for you? Your relatives. Elisha. Elisha binds an army. Can you imagine? He blinded an army, and they were not like, you know, when you say blinded, for you think that they could not see. They could see. You cannot lead more than 1,000 men into a city. You get it, when they are totally blind. They could actually see. The blinding was spiritual, that they could not see. They were blind to him. They could not recognize him. That was the blinding. That's why he's the one who, in the midst of their blindness, he's the one who came and told them, who are you looking for? So and so. He said, oh, you come and follow me. You think they could not see him? Follow him. And then he led them away to show them that he has power over them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Those are the games we are supposed to be playing. An army captive without drawing a single squad. And then afterwards, tell them, I'm going to feed you because now I'm tired of this fun. I need to look for others. Feed them and release them and go and look for other victims. Those are the games we should be playing. Hallelujah. Not running away from demons. How does a believer run away from a demon? Praise the Lord Jesus. I'll give you some other names. Of course, we shall not talk about Elijah. Who armies feared? Because Elijah was not like Elisha. Elisha would play with them, like a cat plays with its food. Elijah, he was not a man of games. You come, you die. That was it. You don't waste time because you have interrupted communion with God. There's only one judgment for such a what? Such an atrocity. And that is death. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. How do you interrupt the prophet's quiet time? That's why the last man, he did not come with his armies. He didn't want to interrupt. He came crawling gently so that he doesn't shock the prophet. Hallelujah. Then after crawling, you know, he pleaded, you know, I am here. You come with me gently, you know. Then the man said, let me finish up here. I will come with you. Can you imagine? The others were coming thinking that they are very strong. They are our weapons of warfare are mighty through God. Hallelujah. Through God. And I have shown this to you in your own generation. Praise the Lord Jesus. We are going very far. Let us look very recently. When the armies of the heathen were trying to resist the spread of Christianity, was it not the Christians that overthrew the pagans in Europe and spread this faith? Was it not when the Muslims, the Ottoman Empire, tried to overthrow Egypt? Not Egypt, Christian Ethiopia. Ottoman Empire was very, very great. The ones who they are ancestors of the Turks now. Very, very great. Tried to overthrow the Christians. And the Christians resisted and overthrew them instead. Now Ethiopia Christian church is still there. The Ottomans collapsed. Hallelujah. We shall talk about the Muslims who tried to overthrow Spain and all the Christian world, Spain, France. They even actually conquered it for a while. Until the Christians said, enough is enough. And they went to battle. And they won. And now, at least for a long time, Europe was actually a Christian world. You understand? Europe would actually be Muslim by now. They have just decided right now, the Muslims, that the Christians last time failed us thousands of years ago. Let us use another trick. Migration. So they have actually sent very many Muslims there to migrate into those lands. And now their lands are actually turning into Islam. You know this. You know this. Now, they could, and even to for that plan to succeed, just recently, you can imagine, space of not more than 3 years, just recent, and yet for thousands of years, the Christians held that land. Now, for the Muslims to even overtake it, they needed to first wait for and separate this scripture, separate the Europeans from Christianity. Until the Europeans started saying, and they raged against wisdom, made themselves vulnerable to Islam. Now they are there crying tears. Hallelujah. They are crying. Our culture is dying. Only the Arab culture is now here in Europe. And they will actually be wiped out. France will go first. Unfortunately. France will go first. So if you want to go to the Eiffel Tower, go and see it very fast. Very soon it will be the Eiffel Mosque. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. France will go. Spain will go. Italy has tried to fight against it, but France is trying to refuse Italy. UK has gone. Gone. The United Kingdom, which sat the Anglican Church, gone. Sent us the Church Missionary Society, gone. Under the flood of Islam. Can you imagine? What I am saying is, when you are separated from your lineage, your glorious lineage, your fathers who are looking down at you and to you in hope that you remember their victories against the armies of darkness. When you are separated from that communion, the enemy succeeds here. A man having separated himself seeks his own desire and rages against all sound wisdom. Hallelujah. The only antidote that I know is you being plugged into the communion of saints. When you remember how great your ancestors were, your true ancestors, your true generation, you don't have a generational curse. You have a generational blessing. When you remember that true generation, you will know your God. And then you will be strong. And then you will actually rise up with the very manifestation of wonders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise God for that. Hallelujah. This Friday, I want to invite you. I want to invite you this Friday to a prayer meeting. If you've ever missed a prayer meeting, don't miss this one. I've never said that before, I think. Don't miss this one. If I've said it before, you remind me, because I may have forgotten. I've never said it. If you've ever missed one, don't miss this one. Let me start with telling you the consequences of missing this one. If you miss this one, it does not matter how many times you come for fellowship across the year. There will be no salvation. Nothing will help you. No, I am telling you the truth. I am not speaking a threat because I don't threaten. I am not speaking a lie because you know me. Hallelujah. I have nothing to gain from lying. Hallelujah. This one, actually, this one which is coming, I am saying don't miss this one. This one, you would rather, if you plan to miss prayer meetings, you attend this one and miss the others. You plan to miss April if you want, June if you want, July, don't miss this one. Hallelujah. If you miss this one once again, unfortunately, there will be nothing I can do for you. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's rise to our feet. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, oh, the earth rejoice, oh, the earth rejoice. grace. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at your voice, and trembles at your voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God, and always sing, how great is our God, edge to edge, edge to edge, he stands and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Don't we sing, how great is our God. Edge to edge, he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And always sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy, worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above all names. You are worthy. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing aloud, how great is our God. And all we sing, how great is our God. Just lift your hands in the presence of the great God. Living Father, we stand to praise your holy name, to recognize you as the God of living armies, the God of angel armies. God of angel armies. God of angel armies. You overcome the militaries of men with holy angel armies. You overcome the armies of darkness with angel armies. You overcome the armies of depression with angel armies. You overcome the armies of infirmity with angel armies. You go into the bloodstream with angel armies. And you destroy every cell that is diseased, every cell that is a virus, every cell that is a bacteria, every cell that is a foreign body, whatever cell that causes illness, you destroy it with angel armies. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. That it may be fulfilled what is said in the book of Malachi, that I will return and cleanse the blood of them whose blood I had not cleansed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. May angel armies enter the bloodstream. May angel armies cleanse the blood. May angel armies destroy infirmity from its very roots in the name of the Lord Jesus. God of angel armies, you are the God who victors against the armies of poverty. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no poverty in our minds, no poverty in our hearts, no poverty in our hands, no poverty in our feet, no poverty on our paths. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power of the God of angel armies, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we shall be angels of divine prosperity, angels of divine increase. We shall be messengers of the divine increase. In the name of the Lord Jesus, nothing shall overcome us. Not the agents of evil, not the angels of poverty. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare, God of angel armies, you overcome every power of unbelief, every power that tries to shield and cover the eyes of non-believers. You overcome it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we release angel armies against unbelief. We release angel armies against religion. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we intercede for our brothers who are bound in the camp of religion, who have been taken captive in the camp of religiosity. May the angel armies set them free in the name of the Lord Jesus. Set them free in the name of the Lord Jesus. May the light shine upon them and overcome every form of darkness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lupre grosim broseke borosigili borozelebaka. Legrezum borosike velevombara grose. Rukremero boroseke reboroseka. We reborosim beleborabelebaka. We declare a season of wonders. Wonders against religion. Wonders against unbelief. Wonders against religiosity. Wonders against blindness of heart. Wonders against backsliding. Wonders of faith. In the name of Jesus, we declare wonders by the God of angel armies. And Father, we minister to this world. We release angel armies upon wherever there is a conflict, a military conflict among the children of men. We overcome it. We take authority right now in the name of the Lord Jesus as the firstborn. We summon the armies of the firstborn right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we deploy them to the Congo, Eastern Congo. We break the burden and the yoke of over 30 years of warfare. We break it right now in the name of Jesus. We release the anointing, the sword of the Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus, to destroy the spirits of conflict, the spirits of animosity, the spirits of controversy that have been prevailing in the Eastern Congo. We reject your authority in Jesus' name. We declare an end to your dominion. We declare an end and we uproot you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I release the flames of fire upon every altar in the Eastern Congo that has been fueling the spirits of conflict. I release pillars of fire. Pillars of divine fire against all those altars. Destroy, 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 destroy in the name of the Lord Jesus. Cut down, cast down, cast down, cast down, cut down and cast down in Jesus' holy name. We declare the armies of the firstborn in the name of the Lord Jesus to restore peace, to restore order in the name of the Lord Jesus. To declare in the name of the Lord Jesus restoration in the name of the Lord Jesus. We release the word of light. We release the armies of light to find out even the secret altars of darkness. destroy them, cast them down in the name of the Lord Jesus, that there shall be a unique peace, an age of peace, and it shall be called a wonder. I command in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command the media of this world to declare a wonder in the Congo. Amen. Wonders in the Congo. In the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. And they shall know that there is no other power anywhere but in the cross of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name we believe and we've prayed. Amen. It's done. Hallelujah.